Russian-born Andrei Geim and Konstantin Novoselov, both from Manchester University in Britain, won the prize for their groundbreaking experiments with graphene, a microscopic flake of carbon. The pair first extracted the super-thin flake from a piece of graphite, the same material found in ordinary pencils. 1 millimeter of graphite actually consists of 3 million layers of graphene stacked on top of each other. The bonds between the carbon atoms of graphene are the strongest in nature. It not only promises to revolutionize semiconductor, sensor, and display technology, but could also lead to breakthroughs in quantum physics research. And scientists believe it could one day be used to make transparent conducting materials, biomedical sensors, and even extremely light yet strong aircraft of the future. Professor Per Delsing, a member of the prize-awarding Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences, describes the strength of the material.
If we make a hammock out of graphene, which is 1 square meter, and even though it's just one atom thick, you can actually place a cat, which weighs of the order of 4 kilos, in that net. The hammock would weigh only 1 milligram, and that's the same weight as one of the whiskers of the cat.
Professor Olga Botner, a physicist at Sweden's Uppsala University and a member of the Academy of Sciences, says prototype manufacturing is already underway in laboratories.
Very recently, people have succeeded in making 70 centimeter wide membranes of graphene. And this is what you need if you want to look to applications like TV screens, like light panels, like solar cells. You need large thin screens of this material, which is almost completely transparent. It lets through 98% of light, but not molecules, so not even helium, which is the molecule which normally passes through any membrane you can think of.
Andrei Geim and Konstantin Novoselov will be invited to Stockholm in December to receive their Nobel medallions and diplomas from Sweden's King Carl XVI Gustav. The Nobel Prize for Chemistry will be announced Wednesday, followed by the Literature Prize on Thursday and the Nobel Peace Prize on Friday. The Alfred Nobel Memorial Prize for Economics will be announced on Monday, October 11th. Kevin Billinghurst for VOA News in Stockholm.